Some of you perhaps do not know that this is Master Kirpal Singh's third world tour. Came in 1955, again in 1963, 9 years ago. Master is only 79. If he keeps this easy pace up, I'm sure he'll be back again. We're so happy to have him. The love that he gives to all of us, we just try to return in our small way. Master, we present our minds, our hearts, and souls to you tonight.
Dear brothers and sisters, yesterday's talk, it was on spirituality, what it is. It was explained that it is no spiritism, no spiritualism, no hypnotism, and no mesmerism. Moreover, it is no, what should I say, isms of any religion, outer forms. So it was God is spirit. We came to the conclusion that God is spirit, and we are spirit in man. As God is eternal, we are also eternal. So spirituality is only to know oneself by rising above body consciousness and by self-analysis and to know God. This is purely a subject of self-analysis. So you'll see the teachers are required in all cases of pursuits, inner or outer, who are adept in those subjects. Even when the child is born, his teachers are his parents, his brothers, his sisters. When they go to school, they've got their teachers there. When they take up any outer subject, we need the guidance of somebody who is adept in that subject. Take the case of cooking. The cookbook is there, which gives details of how vegetables are cooked. We need the practical guidance of some cook. In his guidance, we become also good cooks. Take the example of aeroplane. Their books are written how the several parts of the aeroplane are, how to assemble them, and how to work on them. By reading only books, you won't be able to do it. But you know even not the what parts are meant for what purpose. There also you need somebody who knows what its aeroplane is, what different parts are meant for what purpose. And then you are trained under his guidance, you have to rise up into the atmosphere. I have, last time you were traveling about 35,000 feet high. So can you give that plane in the hand of somebody, new one? Or can you do it? Know yourself how the aeroplane works, how to rise, go up, how to descend. So this is something practical. Similarly, the spirituality is a practical subject. We have got scriptures with us. What do they contain? They contain the statements of those who rose above body consciousness, traversed into the beyond. They had different experiences of different kinds. They contain all experiences they had of all masters whenever they came. And this is by reading scriptures only, Can you know how to rise above body consciousness? That is only a physical thing. Here we have got macrocosm and the microcosm. We have got physical body, how we can rise above physical body, how we can traverse into the astral plane and further to the causal plane, how to transcend all planes. Do you think only by reading scriptures you become an adept in that? That is rising into heavens outside, and that is rising into the beyond. So you find, say, we need somebody. When we need teachers in all outer subjects, do we not need anyone's guidance, which is a subject, when you rise above body consciousness? First of all, did you hear how to rise above body consciousness? Yogis have spent hundreds of years to rise above body consciousness. Is there some adept like that who can give you a demonstration how to rise above body consciousness? And even not, that is not only. You know that much also is that sufficient? Maulana Rum says, is a more dangerous inside rather than outside. Take somebody who has been to that place. He gives that if you want to pay visit to the place of pilgrimage, it is always better to take some guide with you who may have been to that place of pilgrimage. Who that may be, he says he may be Hindu, he may be Arab, anybody. So in the spiritual way we do need somebody which should be able to give us a demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness. First thing. Then how to traverse and which way to follow. Here in outer world you see, if you lose one road, you have to go round and round and cannot come to the right place. So my purpose is, all scriptures say there is need of somebody. These all scriptures which are with us, what do they contain? Only go on reading? Can by reading alone you can have that experience what is given in these scriptures? So without a true guide, call him by any name you like now, and without, did you see the driver is there and motor is, I mean the, what, the petrol is not there, then? So both ways require, what is way back to actually God? God when he wanted to be managed. There was vibration. The vibration resulted in two things, light and sun. So if you have a ray of the sun, if you catch it and ride on it, that will take you where? To the place from where it emanated, to the action of God. So proper guidance also required, of course. But there's something to ride on which can take you to that ultimate goal. So Master tells us, unless you have some guidance of the adept who traverses into the beyond, his body is working in the world, but his soul is in tune with that power working through him. He appears to be engaged in all outer pursuits, but wherever he wants, he rises above body, conscious and traverses into the beyond at his own will and pleasure. This is what is called by the masters to be reborn. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. So first step is how to rise above body consciousness. We have identified with the body. So there are methods and methods which involve pranas and outer faculties and sometimes intellect by drug influences. But under your water, practical demonstration by somebody who is adept that way, then you know how to rise above body consciousness. So we do need, Guru Nanak said, you may be reading for years and years, months and days, all through life, unless you know how to rise above body consciousness and open the inner eye to see the light of God, what is the use of the one? Tulsi says, you may read the four Vedas, 18 Puranas, 9 Vyakarans, and 6 Shastras. You may be reading day and night and annotating on that, giving very wonderful lectures on that. Could you know who you are? Your attention. Your drop of all attention was gone. And unless you know yourself, withdraw yourself from the body and outward environments, and you are brought in contact with the God into expression power, which is called Shabda, Nama, or world, which has two aspects, light and sound. So it is just reading all these books, just parrot-like. Go on repeating. Of course, this has some value. These are good actions meant for God. But seeing is something else. Reading is something. Reading only can create a new interest. We should go and see. So mere reading alone won't help you. So this is the weight of food. Those who are innocent. You may be intellectually very much. In all degrees of the world. I submit to you, when I was at Lahore, under me one Christian superintendent working under me, he was a librarian of the Lahore Church, whose bishop was considered to be the highest in all, I mean, most advanced in all India. I asked the superintendent, go and ask him what this bell ringing stands for. And what did he reply? It is only to call men together. Well, in churches you go like that, but in temples you go, the man who had to hear rings the bell. So learned man is not supposed to know everything. This is something of the beyond. Outer learning can help us to a certain extent to understand certain things. To a certain extent, not all. But it is a psychic. Where the world philosophy then, their religion starts. Religion means leaving back, eager to mind. How to first withdraw ourselves from the body outside and environments and know ourselves, and then come in contact with the God into expression power. So this is what is called spirituality or religion, what you say. Social bodies are different from that. So we have find, you see, in Matthew, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. What does that mean? Apparently, O Lord, I am thankful, very grateful to you that you have kept this great wisdom away from the worldly wise and intellectual people, and reveal the secret only to those who are innocent as little children. That is why Christ said, suffer little children to come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom. So we have to innocent, become innocent first, with love for all, with enmity to nobody. So for that all Master said, without a guide, true guide within, you cannot have any access whatsoever. Guru Nanak says, it has made it, was a mandate from God, unless you meet someone who is the master, you see, who is world made flesh, you cannot reach in and you cannot be, have salvation. Then, well, all people, then don't be in this delusion that you'll go off your own hell. So Master, when they come with it. And saying, all right, who want going back to home, let them come up. Who speaks that the God is in him? So all the scriptures, whether these are the best, when you go into a lay altar, we need somebody to teach us. The very step, how to withdraw from outside. Yogis have taken hundreds of years to rise above physical body. And if somebody, with God's grace, comes up and gives you a demonstration of how to rise above body in little or no time, then what more do you want? But it is said it is a great blessing to have a living master. That is why you see, come unto me all that ye labor, Christ said. When they come, they say, come unto me. Because they speak on the strength of God in them. They don't speak of themselves. They speak as inspired by God. They are quite conscious co-worker of the divine plan. And see, and are heavily laden, and I will give thee rest. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So when all masters who come, they are word made flesh, they give out the same thing to the people who meet them in their lifetime. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And he that seeketh me, seeth me him that sent me. So I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. As I quoted you before from the East, so many, all shapes, come on, please. Guru word means who can remove the darkness from before your eyes and light is manifested. When God wanted to have the work of creation, then there was light. But that light is in each one of us. That is why I said, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. Master comes says, Christ said, I have come to make those people see who do not see. And those who see, they may be blind. So it is a feat of our attention, you see. Training of the attention. You are attention. It is you who are new in the world. It is you when your attention outside the world is before you. When you withdraw, there is no one. So great is man, you see. So masters have been coming from time to time. And you must say, those who have had the man body and not met the two masters, even if he has met the two masters and he is not living up to his commandments, when what is his, then he says, they are as if they have never born. They have not realized the full benefits of the man body. Buddha Chamali went to his master. He says, I have wasted all my life in doing outward things and not God. To God, when I only had it when I met my master. So before meeting a master, all our life is as if it were lost. So for that reason, you see, it is necessary we need somebody who is expert on the way. So now we want to see what is a master. Master is, you see, Guru Nanak was asked, who is your master? He said, Shabad is my guru, master. And my soot, my attention is his disciple. What the word Shabd means? God is a Shabd. When it came into expression, it is called Shabd. And Shabdi is the God into expression power, which is the maker of whole universe, controller of universe, of all universe, and permeating all universe. So God is worldless. When it came into being, it is called world. In the beginning was the world was with God, and world was God. and all creation came into being after the world. And what a master, world made flesh. God is nameless. When it came into expression, is called Nam. And Nam is the creator of all universe, that resides in all, resides in the very man body. We can see when we rise up to that level. He is the subtlest of the subtlest. If we rise up to that level, our eyes will open, we will see him. Kabir was asked, who is you, Master Guru? And where are you? Became my Guru, this above the eye level. And I am in the body. The Guru brought my attention, my soul into contact with God to expression. Now I am always with him and he is in me. Exactly the same words given in other languages to show what they feel. So Bible says, word made flesh and dwelt amongst us. I am quoting you parallel things only to bring home that the basic teachings of all masters have been received, whether the East or the West. In the sixth scriptures he said that word just manifests in the human body in this Godly Guru. He says that, he says that. Tenth Guru was asked, who is your Guru? He said, who was in the beginning, who is now, and who live forever, even beyond, he is my Guru. So in which he manifests, he resides in every heart, but somewhere he manifests. The manifest of God in man is the Guru. We respect the body in which that is manifested, because on account of guidance, as he gave you some examples of the aeroplane and other things, he tells us how to rise above body consciousness, how you are there to enliven your outer faculties with which you work. And you know yourself by self-analysis, rising above body consciousness, how to rise above, and you get the demonstration of it, you see that power controlling in the universe. So who is a Guru? Who is word made flesh? The word is in him and he in the word. And who is following that path and teaches other paths the same, sit at his feet. So Master never say we are the Guru, we are Sanat. He simply says we are the messengers of God. Kabir said, I have come from the beyond, from the feet of the Master, from God, and I have brought a message for you. He wants each children, each child to come back home. These were his words. Christ said, I came from the Father into the world. And again I leave the world and go to my Father. Are they not parents? Shamash Tabrez said, in his man body the Son of God is manifest. So Bulisha says, he took the form of a man and came here just to awaken the world. Children, you have been separated from God eons back. You have not yet been back to your true home. Come back. He sent us into the world. Someday we were in his lap. Ever since we have separated, we have been under the command of mind. And mind is under the command of outer faculties, and outer faculties have driven us like anything to the outer enjoyments. We are identified with it so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. When God sees the plight of our plight like that, we are very unhappy. So he takes the manifest form of body, man body, and comes to open the door. Come on, go back home. So Kabir said, with the outward eyes, Ram, God and Kabir appear to two bodies. Only to those who have got no word made flesh to God. Who can take you to God? There are no brother, no sister, no parents. If he wants somebody guides back to God, it means he is in there, you see. So for that reason him should always come to guide us, you see. Now remains what is function, as you say. Somebody asked me yesterday, what is the function of a master? Namdev says that God has manifested in the body. Well, that very body is the God. Pai Nandlal, a great devotee of the tenth guru, he annotates on a poem of Hafiz. Hafiz says, if you want to meet God, leave all house and home and the world and go to a wilderness. And Nandlal says, well, look here, here is the God standing before you. Will you find this guru? Why to go to the world if he is not here? He is here in everybody. Where his manifest, go to his feet. So God is great, you see. Maharajum says, he says, I am so great that all my creation, all my universes that I have created, they are not sufficient to contain me. I am Lord. He says, but strange now, I manifest the heart of a master. You want me, come out there. These are all things which go to show great is man. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is within me. The Father is within me and I am within the Father. This is quite so. How clear words is it in. So my purpose is to lay before you that who is a master? What is their function? They come to make people see who do not see, and those who see to make them blind. When our attention is withdrawn from outside, all is dull. It is our attention that sees all these things. When you put your whole attention within you, which is dark, that light source. So Guru is the Shabda, is the word made flesh, and is a link between man and God, and gives link of Shabda, light within you. Who can do that? He is Godable. He is called a master. The people do not understand what the scriptures say about a master. Just as without a pilot you cannot fly the aeroplane to the air, 35,000 feet high. Without a guru you cannot fly beyond the physical body. It gives a demonstration of that. So what is the function of a master? Just to make you rise above body consciousness, give you contact with the light and sound principle of God. Nada, the voice of God, the music of the sphere. Where it will lead you, light in light you will see where you are. And sound principle will be guiding you where to go. So Guru Nanak says, those who have got the perfect master, they are given the contour of the sound principle, which is the guiding principle. Where to go? You have a sound, you have some sound, and you naturally be drawn to the place from where that sound is coming. So this is direct way back to God. In this yoga, this is the natural yoga of the sound current. In this, no hypothesis is required to be made. Direct way back to God, because it gives you contact with the light and sound principle which emanates from the absolute God, wordless state. In all of the yoga you have some hypothesis to make or draw inferences. So as such like persons, you know, call them by the name persons, one made flesh is born, he says, we are born, because the only two eyes that we have got outside, two limbs, two, he walks like us. But he is the bread of life that comes down from heaven, as Christ said. Akhand pujanti, pujantira. They also say, it's the bread of life that has come down from heaven, whosoever partaketh of it shall have everlasting life. They give you the bread of life, the water of life, which is light and sound principle of the God into special power. You have physical food to make your body strong. You got learning, etc., to give you strength to the intellect. What food you give to your soul, which is conscious entity. So Mahasa come here to give that water of life, that bread of life. Or when you get it, when you rise above body consciousness. Until you rise above body consciousness, you remain a stranger to the beyond. If Master gives you experience and demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness, then you have no fear of death. Because all glory and beauty lies within you. When you witness once that aspect of higher life, you are so much attached to it, you won't like to stay outside. So, it is always advised in the scriptures what? To do the practices as given by a master. Those who are doing practices without a master, only doing at the level of senses, and then with the outgoing faculties, or with the intellect, they don't give you any accession to the beyond. There are good actions, of course, because you are doer, as you sow, so shall you reap. But they cannot give you a glimpse of the beyond. So they, what you do, you have the, this, I mean, and you follow the, sit at the feet of Master to give you how to rise above body consciousness, then you have got seen that thing, you see, and you know how to go up. So the function of the Master Shabda is a link between man and God. And link of Shabda is given. And what is Shabda? Light and sound, two aspects of it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light at my path. So even such a master, when you meet such a master, you see, even after leaving his body, the perfect master continues to watch over the disciples, his word made flesh, and never leaves you till the end of the world. This is all world master said. Christ said, I shall never leave you nor forsake you till the end of the world. Is it not? So all masters said, Christ said, they work while alive and give life to the world. He said, I must work the works of him who has sent me while it is day. Means he is alive. The night comes when no man can work. When day passes, night comes when this man is no more alive in the body. Then he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Very clear words. So this is a function. You see, what do they do? They do what? They give you contact with God. They are the link between man and God. They open your inner eyes, see the light of God. They open your inner ears to hear the voice of God. They tell you how to rise above body consciousness, how you fly your plane into the air. There's a plane rising into the air outside, and that's the plane of your inner self into the beyond, to the astral plane, to the causal plane, even beyond, until you reach the true home of the Father. So, the work continues, one bulb is fused and the other is put on. That power never dies. Christ lived before Abraham. Jesus lived before Abraham. I am that I am. You follow the point? Though that power never dies, continues on working at different human poles at different times to guide the child humanity. This is also what six scriptures say. He says, that sound principle is my guru. And that sound principle is all nectar of bliss. What the scriptures say, read it what they say, unless you meet a living master, you can't go beyond. Very clear, boy? And that power never leaves you, you see. Always with you, watching you, extending all physical health and protection. And such a gift given by a master, you see, that can never be set aside. No power on earth can take it away. And no one else can give you such a gift. He gives God as a gift to you. Guru Prasad. He makes you come in contact with God. Christ said, I gave unto thee eternal life, they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Is there any power that once a master takes anybody under his care and he shall be taken away by someone? No. The disciple may leave, but the master never leaves. Heaven and earth shall pass away. My word shall never pass away. This is what Christ said. This also you got in our scripture, Sadh Bachanatanat. I am giving you only the parallel view to show that the teaching of the East and West makes no difference whatsoever. So for that reason, you see, what you find, you would like somebody who knows the way. Find that, as Christ said, nobody has any power to pluck him away from his hand. Similarly, also, Swamiji says, one seed is sown by a master, in whom favor, no other power on earth or heaven you can take that away. And such a gift can be made by only a master. There is no man wise with the master, you see. He comes what far? To take you home, liberate you from the prison house of the body, and take you home back. This is what. So blessed are they that have the word of God and keep it. That's what Christ says. He that heareth my voice have everlasting life, and has passed from death to life. Such masters are here, but they are always present in the world. In every age they come to give the path to the empty. There's food for the hungry, water for the thirsty. Demand and supply is the law of nature. The child which was born 5,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 500 years ago, are now being born. Don't you know that nature provides milk for the child and the mother before birth? Do you think this law will change in the future? Laws of nature never change. So this goes on, you see. The Guru Mukh, who has dwelt in him the secret power of Naam, or word, and attained the degree of at least a Sadguru, From him the torch and norm is carried forward by disciples from generation unto generation to enlighten the future. While one bulb is used, the other is put on. So such a master is needed. Guru Nanak says, sit at the feet of somebody, when you go beyond and Lord of Judgment is there to take your account, he stands for you. You are not account for it. So that is why they say, leave the friendship of such people who never go along with you. Not in the world also, you see. Many people are with us only so long as their purpose is served. When they have got no purpose left, they go away. They may be very dutiful children. They may help you to the last. But when you are dying, they cannot help you. So you need somebody who can help you at the time of death. And who are they? They are masters who give you demonstration of dying while denying the very first day, for a while. You call it regularly, accurate every day, you rise above body conscious daily. Saint Paul said, I die daily. When you leave the body at home, Guru Nanak says 100 times a day, where is the fear of death? Kabir says, people are afraid, may take the name of death. But I am more joy when I hear the name of death. So we are afraid of death for 2 reasons. One reason is, we do not know how to die. What is death? It is no bugbear, it is leaving the body. All have to leave the body, in the saints, mass, everybody who took this body, there is left the body. And we will also have to leave the body. Then how to conquer death? The only, you must know how to die, how to leave the body itself. All glory and beauty lies within you. So we need somebody who can give us a demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness. The yogis have taken hundreds of years to do so. And he guides you up when you go across, there also he is there to help you. He won't leave you till the end of the world. Christ also said the same thing, I shall never leave nor forsake you till the end of the world. So for that reason, you see, he says to sit, pray, God, O God, meet a such a man, such a person, who can take us out of the prison of box of this body in lifetime. Who accompanies us here and there also. Those who are afraid of death, what should they do? Master says, let them sit at the feet of the Master. To them, if they are accurate, they keep oneness of the Master, they will feel joy at the time of death. So what is the result? He will just meet you, receive you at the door of death. You are not to go all alone. That's a great confession. So Master therefore said, to take hold of the hem of such a Master who knows this and the other world both, who can work in both worlds, here and there too. Who may be with you when you are in this world, extending all feasible help and protection. When you leave the world into the beyond, they also accompany there. When you leave this world, don't you like such a friend? We do need. So what happened, you see? We are now drenched in the poison of the outgoing faculties. We are identified with it. This poison comes through the impressions we receive from the outgoing faculty from outside. So his first work is to to take you up out of this abyss of poison of the outward passions. You follow what I mean? Our souls are under the command of mind. Mind is under the control of outward faculties, and outward faculties are attracted like anything by the outward enjoyments. So my soul that you've forgotten yourself. We cannot differentiate ourselves. So Master gives a demonstration how to come up out of the body, Bhakta's member, and open the inner eye to see the light of God, that He is the maker of all. His ego is lost. When he says, some higher power is working, I am not working, then Lord of Judgment only takes account of those people who are working at the level of ego. You are the doer. You sow, as you sow, so shall you reap. If you rise above this, the law of evolution and devolution, come, know that power that is working behind all this, then you save all coming and going. So what happens? He takes you out of the man-body. The Master do say, Guru Amar Das, after 70 long years, when he met, sat at the feet of his Master, he had that experience. He says, oh man, I was also like you at the level of the outward faculties. Now I have risen up with the grace of God working through my Master. Just like this. This is watch. Watch is that fingers are holding it. But have you had the fingers who is working? I. So in the man body of a world made flesh, God is working. It is He has the power to take you up from the bed, the man body. When He gives you content. The result is what? All sins are washed away. You got heaps of firewood. You put a little fire to it. All are burnt down to ashes. Similarly, we have got sins of the past. Hundreds of us. We have an example in the Mahabharata. Dhritarashtra was there. He was blind from birth. People asked him, in what birth you have committed some sin, the result of which you are blind from the very birth. He said, I know by yoga power, 100 births back I have done no such action. Then Lord Krishna gave him his own power, yoga power, to go behind, beyond. And he, 106 birth back, he did something that came to us. So man body is given to us to just burn away all those burdens of sins we have got on our shoulders by bringing you in contact with the God into special power, which is light and charm, that burns away all past sins, partially out. And then no attendance to the court of a Lord of Judgment. So we are afraid of that. Why? We do not know how to deal with that. Death is no bugbear. It is only living man. But as I come from India, I am here alive, isn't it? You bear testament to it. Similarly, when a man leaves the physical body, he is conscious. He is what he is at the time of leaving the body. So the first thing is we do not know how to leave the body. And there is no escape from death. All have to leave body someday. How to conquer death is only to know how to leave the body. So in the scriptures it is said, you see in the Mahan scriptures it is said, when soul leaves the man body, it feels such like pain as one has by putting a thorny brush to the rectum drawn to the mouth. And the Hindu scriptures tell us when soul leaves the man's body, it has pain like that as 1,000 scorpions thing together. If one coughing is mighty, oh, then you have got terrible pain. What to speak of 1,000 coughing? And second thing, if we do not, what is our fate beyond? That's it. If a man rises above body conscious daily, goes into beyond, then when he hears he is being called back, he feels, yeah, I am going to my father. Others who are not sat at the feet of master, they are in agony. So if the grace of God or a guru, you know yourself by self-analysis, not at the leaving of feelings or trying inferences, then you become a conscious co-worker of the divine plan, that he is the doer, you are not the doer. If you know this dying while alive, then you are everlasting life. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. So to have a living master is a great blessing. Remain in whatever formation you are, the labels of which you are carrying. Spirituality is one and the same for all of you. Of course, the customs and rituals of the various so-called social bodies we are in, the labels of which we are carrying on our body, they may be different. That is due to climatic influences or customs prevailing in that country where they arose. I give you one instance. In Arabia, they want of dirt of water. They have made a provision that you can have their water less there. You can only wash your hands, feet and face and sit for prayers. And they have also made a provision, what? That is, there is no water whatsoever. You may have been smeared yourself with the sand over there and sit wide awake. And they eat or anywhere else where water is in abundance, what they do? They say, unless you take a bath, you are not fit for prayer. So this difference is due to what? Climatic difference. Purpose is to sit wide awake when you sit for prayer. Another example, when you go to a Sikh temple, they are to sit with bare at the door, with covered head, that is sign of respect. That is due to the custom. In the churches, to sit bare-headed is sign of respect. That is due to the custom. So outward differences, they are any, that are due to customs, climatic differences, or narrow-mindedness. Master come to bring you man up above his own seat, this is what is before you. All mankind is alike, given the same privilege from God. Your spirit is man. When spirit is eternal, how can you fear you die? You are the true temple of God. So keep it clean from outside and inside too. Of course we have done, I think thousands of dollars we spent by keeping this man body outside very clean. Toilet, what about inside? The dirt comes through the outer faculties. 80% of the impressions are received from outside. Two eyes only. 14% from the ears. The rest from other outer faculties. So what this poison, who is the creator of this poison mind within you, that defiles the whole body? When you think of that, the whole body is filled with lust and thought. That poison. You think of anger, the whole body is burning. So all these things go to poison your, defile your mind body within. So that is why I said, blessed are they who are pure in heart, for they shall see God. See, all other masters in the sea sort of say the same. Ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. Truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. So Guru Arjan says, which is the highest religion in the world? He says to have a true living and contact with God. Remain where you are. Each formation, wherever you are, their purpose, we have joined religions only to turn out such like man, perfect man. Whichever turns out such like people, they are blessed, they are to be appreciated. That school which turns out students with high degrees, they are creditable. The religion should turn out perfect men. And the idea of a perfect man in all religions is given the same. A Sikh, when he becomes Khalsa, only he derives the full benefit of living in the Sikhism. And what is he? What is he? In him, the light of God is fully effulgent. Only such a man is called Khalsa the pure. Hindu too, Hindu is one who sees the light outside and just lights it, lit inside too, light. Take it that the light within you is not dogma. And Mohammedan also sees the light of God and Krishna is one who sees the light of God. Degree is the same. The headquarters of the Sikhism in Amritsar in India, the foundation was laid by a Mohammedan saint. Why? Outer God we may have anything, you see, we are man, we are conscious entities, who is animated, I may say, by God, he is the true man. When that delusion man comes out of that, all are one, it is you who have made all the differences. On my last road, there was a meeting, you see, East and West. Each man had to speak on his own, where from he has come. All said something when I came to my turn, I told them, it is said that East is for the East and the two shall never meet. But it is we who have made the East and West. The whole creation is the house of our God. All countries are so many rooms in the house of our Father. There is no East and West. We are already one, as man, as soul, whom we worship. This is the Angular vision of the Masters. They bring unity. They don't bring unity, they only revive the unity we have forgotten. As man we are all one, as soul we are of the same essence as that of God, we are all children of light, we are all brothers and sisters in God, and whom we worship is called by so many names, he is the same. So unity already exists as man, soul and God whom we worship. This we have forgotten and Master come to revive that unity which you have forgotten. And also to know yourself, this outer world and this man body is not your home. This is given to you as a golden opportunity in which you can go back home, that's all. So all masters say the same thing. Blessed they are who have contacted with such master. So to have a living master is a great blessing. I think today is the last day of the talk. From tomorrow, then I think we'll need initiation. After that, we'll have to move to Sanadai. Thank you all for the patient hearing you have given today, yesterday, day before. What little I came to know at the feet of my master, Baba Samsing, Jimara, with the grace of God working through him, that I've laid before you. And by the parallel study of scriptures, what I found, this is there. So all masters say the same thing. We have respect for all masters who came in the past, they are now or may come in the future. So thank you all for the patience you gave yesterday, today and day before. Yes, please.